This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Live from the InfoWars.com studios, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Owen Schroyer.
Well, Alex Jones was kicking it with Ted Nugent over the weekend, and we had a full film crew there, and they shot some unbelievable footage, some great clips with Ted Nugent as well. I mean, this guy is just 1776 to the core. But the thing about it that's so great to me is that the things that Nugent says, it just resonates with the average person. I mean, this is what the average person is thinking. It makes sense to the average person. And he says it in such a clairvoyant fashion that the average individual just hears it and just says, wow, that makes sense to me. Wow, that's cool. That guy's making sense. So we've got some clips, the full Ted Nugent interview / special, whatever you want to call it. Again, they're shooting guns. They're talking about 1776. They're talking about Trump. They're talking about history. He's playing the guitar. So just really cool stuff that's going to come from that video. But we've got some clips we're going to roll here today before we release the full Ted Nugent exclusive special here with Alex Jones. But here is Ted Nugent talking about what it means to be an American and the tradition of Americana.
I just wanted to play Chuck Berry and Bo Diddley music. I just wanted to practice my guitar and outdo the Ventures and Lonnie Mack and Duane Eddy. So I had bands in Detroit in the shadow of Motown. And when I was born in Detroit, everybody knows Detroit was the global epicenter of work ethic and productivity. Neighborliness, goodwill, a work ethic that was unprecedented, maybe in the history of our species, except for maybe Glore in the year 6 when he finally got made fire. So I was in such a positive environment where America had proven to the globe that if you have freedom, you are more dedicated to good over evil, and that's how we defeated the Japs and the Nazis. And the whole world looked to America and went, boy, there's some bad motherfucker, man. They climbed that Iwo Jima and they went to Boot Hill and they kicked ass on the maniac bonsais and the brainwashed Nazis. So the whole world looked to America and identified that what we're doing as an experiment in self-government with a constitution, a bill of rights, a declaration of independence might be something they might want to look into. So my positive spirit was untouchable. I just wanted to play this new uppity soundtrack that the Emancipation Proclamation gave to Chuck Berry and Bo Diddley and Little Richard to go ahead and express their musical dreams in defiance of all cultural controls of the time. I mean, Little Richard, are you kidding me? What? The punk's got nothing on Little Richard. I mean, there's a black gay guy singing about whacking your daughter, Tutti Frutti. I mean, what? You can't out-punk Little Richard. So I'm talking about inspiring in defiance of acceptable status quo music. My dad was a big Lawrence Welk fan. God bless him. So as I'm making my music and expressing myself in absolutism, never was I inhibited by any stretch of the imagination. And I started doing these interviews on radio stations when they started having rock and roll radio, and they'd always ask me where I get all this energy. A lot of people thought I was on some kind of drugs because of the energy that I was influenced by Little Richard and James Brown and my black heroes. And I went, no, I just had a great weekend with my dad up north. We were deer hunting. And the hippie disc jockey go, You like kill deer, man? I go, no, we eat them alive. What kind of question is that? And I hit this brick wall of insanity that I found someone who found fault with this perfect weekend with my family hunting deer. And now he's not just questioning it, he's angry. They're condemning me for murdering innocent. I'm going, Are you kidding me? What are you talking about? So just I wasn't
so that's the Motor City Madman, Ted Nugent. Again, Alex Jones went up to hang out with him over the weekend. They got a ton of cool footage, shooting guns, talking history. That full exclusive content is going to be on the Alex Jones channel soon. We're going to have more clips later on in the show. But our next guest, Sabo, also embellishes and shows you the spirit of rebellion and defiance.
The scientists at InfoWars Life have created a powerful formula for inflammatory support and joint support. Discover the power of ancient medicine with Bodies. Bodies contains one of the most potent forms of turmeric available. Turmeric has been used for thousands of years and is one of the most studied herbals today. It is well known in traditional medicine for its soothing properties. Our pure turmeric extract plus piperine from black pepper makes for optimal absorption to help boost and support your flexibility, mobility, joint function, immune system, and so much more. Regular turmeric root from the store only contains 1% to 5% of active ingredients, but our turmeric root extract contains over 95% of the active ingredients. Bodies combines turmeric with organic herbs such as spearmint, sage, lemon balm, and thyme to work synergistically for full body support. Try Bodies today at InfoWarsLife.com or call us at 1-888-253-3139.
Found it, the tip of the spear. It is the Alex Jones Show with Owen Troyer.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. My next guest, Sabo, is a street artist, a provocateur, a right-wing rebel, the badass behind unsavoryagents.com, and just like Ted Nugent, he embodies that defiant spirit of rebellion and that punk rock nature of pushing back against the establishment. And Sabo does it with his street art. You've probably seen it before. It makes its way on the internet of things. It makes its way on Twitter and everywhere. You can find it. There's one of their most recent artwork right there. And the Oscar for biggest pedophile goes to. Of course, that triggered them all. So, Sabo, thank you for coming on with us today. Thank you for this interview.
Thank you for having me, man. I finally arrived. I'm on InfoWars.
Well, it is the tip of the spear, no doubt. But it really is just a confluence of patriots that use this platform to share ideas and to try to start brush fires of liberty. And that's what you're doing. That's what you do with your street art. And, you know, we're going to have the crew rolling some of the stuff that you've put out. But what got you started into this? What was the process that made you think, okay, I can influence people. I can kind of be defiant and I can use my creativity by just putting out artwork that challenges the thought of liberalism, that challenges the established view or belief of Hollywood. How did you get started?
Well, what pushed me over the edge was getting old and not caring anymore. I'd acquired creative skills, technical skills, and I got tired of working for other people. And I just said, you know what? I want to apply my skills to something that I love. And that's exactly, and I love politics. So, and I've been doing this for quite some time. I believe that was around 2000.
So where were you before? And are you saying that where you were expressing yourself before with your art, it wasn't really welcome to conservatives, and that's why you kind of had to go rogue, if you will?
At the time we were just like the redheaded stepchildren and just getting beat all the time. It wasn't even a thought. But it became a thought to me because I would look around, listen to the radio, watch television. And I remember one night I was in Los Feliz and I was looking for a Larry Elder book and it was tucked away in the back of the store to where you couldn't find it. And all the liberal books were in the front.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, why are all our creative writers and all these people treated in such a way? And by the way, where are all the political artists out there? And I didn't really see any. And at that point, I just said, you know what? This is what I'm going to do.
Well, you know, it's amazing, too. You bring up that you were looking for that conservative book at a local Barnes & Noble or your local bookstore. That's actually something that these bookstores are doing. And if you know how it works, basically you can pay extra money to have your books laid out in the front of the store or to have like a centerfold section there. And conservative authors will actually pay that fee. Michael Savage is a good example. He pays the fee to get his book, God, Faith, and Reason, on a centerpiece on, in the front of the store. And it's a, and then they bury it, like you said, they bury it in the back, and they put it in a, I think, religion and culture section or whatever. He wanted it in politics. He paid for it to be in the front. So that's another thing they do. I mean,
yeah.
But isn't that amazing? I mean, how is that even legal? But that's what I'm saying. They don't care. They don't care. So that's kind of what you're feeling. It's like, okay, they don't care. They're going to shove us to the side. Why should I care?
You know what? They're not going to care. It's like, God forbid, they have to like look on their computer to see if they even have it. They'll just flat out lie to you. And, you know, if anything, that just means to me, we just have to be that much more vigilant.
So what do you think has been the artwork that you've made that's gotten the most buzz? Is there any, is there anything that you've designed that's been by far the most popular, by far gotten the most attention?
Yeah, I would say, you know, the Ted Cruz wasn't bad, and that had everything to do with the election cycle. I mean, it lasted as long as it did. And I was shocked that, Cruz even ran with it. There was actually a time when I was like, okay, dude, enough. But, you know, he's gracious enough. He kept pushing it. And, but I mean, the past couple of months have been good with the whole Al Franken billboard and this last billboard and the Meryl Streep hit that we did recently. So, it's just been going good in terms of traction.
Now, you're essentially going up against the beast. I mean, you're a lot of the stuff that you do does feature, you know, Hollywood. There's some of the work right there with Meryl Streep. You know, she knew about Harvey Weinstein. They all knew about Harvey Weinstein. And you designed those things. And there's another one with Al Franken. I mean, this is some of the work that you're doing. But, I mean, I would imagine, I mean, there's got to be some pushback on you. I mean, there has, I mean, do people threaten you? Are they trying to stop you? I mean, what do you deal with just to get your work out there?
I don't even really want to think that much about it because I kind of have the feeling that they're doing their opposition research on me right now, and they're going to find every goat I've ever screwed. Or I don't know if I can cuss on this channel. But,
no, you cannot.
Okay, then I won't. But I mean, they're going to, like, dig into my past, I'm sure. When I left yesterday morning, I saw someone standing across the street looking over at my place, and he just seemed weird. And so I don't really – I like the fight. I don't mind. I like being on the field fighting. I get nervous when it gets quiet. And right now it's a little quiet, but it wouldn't surprise me. Anything that's super illegal – is gone. I've taken it out of the apartment. It's gone wherever. And so they're more than welcome to raid the apartment at 2 o'clock in the morning whenever they like.
Well, I would think, again, just knowing how these Hollywood liberals work, you know, I would think they see some of your street art out there and then they see it making its way on social media. I would think they're doing everything to try to shut you down. I mean, that's how these people operate. They send out the dogs to try to stop people from calling them out, calling their truth out. So I would imagine, I mean, obviously, you know, you deal with the politics, but you're probably, I mean, honestly, on a Maxine Waters radar, I don't really know if she cares that much. She's dealing with her own stuff. But I would imagine that Hollywood is really the group of people that hate you. Have you heard from anyone in Hollywood, maybe a conservative that happens to hear about stuff in Hollywood? Do you know it? I mean, are you angering the Hollywood liberals as much as you'd like to be?
You know, from what I understand, I am. I love it when someone says, oh, I was at the studio the other day and I mentioned your name, and a top exec just rolled their eyes. I'm like, oh, my God, a top exec knew who I was or who I am. And I find it flattering. But, hell, I was supposed to go to the Oscars, but the individual that was supposed to take me, she kind of disappeared. And I made a few phone calls, and they're like, you know, man, her agent said if she takes you, she'll never work again. And not only that, she fell off a ladder. So I gave her a call, and she says, I broke both my knees falling off of a ladder. So there went my ticket to the Oscars. So I don't know what all that was about, but I hope her knees get better.
Boy, that is certainly a strange story there. I'm not surprised, though. I mean, boy, if you would have been sitting at the Oscars, you can only imagine the type of looks you would have been getting there. I mean, it's just amazing.
I was going for plan B. I was hoping Milo had the juice to get tickets. And I was like, I'd be more than happy to take Milo. I'm sure he'd have a fabulous dress. I'd have to wear a top hat because he's a full foot taller than I am. So it would have been great.
Well, and now Milo, actually, he just had to cancel his last event because of a credible death threat. I think we had the story at Infowars.com. So, I mean, they're getting crazier. I mean, that is the truth. They are getting crazier. But, you know, these are the people that say that they appreciate art and they appreciate culture. So I think that there's a little silver lining to what you do, because you actually are an artist and it is creative stuff that you're doing. I think that they actually enjoy it a little bit. I think they actually enjoy it a little bit, and they just cannot admit it.
Yeah, you know, I get some compliments every now and then. They're like, you know, I'm a liberal. I don't exactly believe in what you're doing, but I like that how you're doing it. There's something about it going on the street that kind of turns people on. I mean, if I were to just do it and put it online, it wouldn't get nearly the traction.
Yeah, the fact that you actually put it out on the street is great, too. And that's how it gets even more eyes, because, you know, not everybody is on social media. In fact, more people are driving on the street past, you know, one of your billboards or one of the, you know, benches that you put your art on, probably, than would see it on social media. And that was kind of the rebellious rogue thing that you really did. We'll be right back. We got another segment with Sabo. Don't go anywhere.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
See why our homegrown small business at sunny-bay.com has tried to help people just like you. Get your Sunny Bay heating pads at sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com or call 253-678-1361. For hot and cold therapy, sunny-bay.com.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call, 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
tired of being censored by Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Patreon? Well, now you don't have to be. OneWay.com is the free speech and human-friendly social network built just for you. Stop feeding the beast. Every post you make on those evil, anti-human, anti-American perverted sites helps them destroy our families, our country, and our souls. Join OneWay today and take back your liberty. Your free speech alternative is waiting for you at OneWay.com. OneWay.com.
InfoWars.com frontline report. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. And now, your host, Owen Schroyer.
Well, little Brian Stelter and Donnie Boy Lemon, the Lemonhead, and the rest of the hosts over there at the Communist News Network want us shut down. You see, CNN is collapsing right now, and InfoWars is blasting skyward, and it's killing CNN. Yep. There's Don Lemon when you just saw the last rating cycle. Yep. So, we are launching, well, we're continuing a special at InfoWarsStore.com, but now into the second week of this special, Defeat CNN's Attempt to Crush InfoWars. Defeat CNN's Attempt to Crush InfoWars special. You've got all kinds of huge specials right now at InfoWarsStore.com. Some of the most popular products are on sale, including 50% off Super Male and Super Female Vitality, 50% off The Real Red Pill, 50% off True Whey Protein. You've got some of the apparel at InfoWarsStore.com, 80% off right now. That is just ridiculous. BrainForce Plus is 30% off. So all of these specials at InfoWarsStore.com right now. And take advantage of free shipping. If you've been looking at an air filter, a water filter, maybe some of our emergency food supplies, take advantage of the free shipping that's store-wide right now, because you save major on shipping with free shipping when you order the emergency food and the air and the water filter. So it's all at InfoWarsStore.com. Defeat CNN's attempt to crush InfoWars. This is how we do it. We're independent. We're funded by you. No one controls what we say. No one tells us what we can or cannot report. And that's because we remain independent with your support at InfoWarsStore.com. My guest is Sabo, the street artist who is famous for depicting Hollywood in a more realistic light with his art as well as politics. I want to go to this real clip, and then get Sabo's take on how this one individual, Jimmy Kimmel, ends up being the mouthpiece for the Democrat Party now, and the Time's Up, you know, Me Too movement. As far as the men are concerned, he's the voice. But here's just a quick clip of Jimmy Kimmel last night at the Oscars.
Oscar is the most beloved and respected man in Hollywood, and there's a very good reason why. Just look at him. Keeps his hands where you can see them. Never says a rude word. And most importantly, no penis at all. He is literally a statue of limitations.
Now, see, this is funny.
The kind of med...
This is funny, though, because think about this.
What's happening all over...
And talking about Harvey. But think about the reality of the situation, Sabo. So the actual, I mean, he was called a god. Harvey Weinstein, praised by Hollywood, praised by the Obamas, worked for to help get Clinton elected. Harvey Weinstein, he was the idol in Hollywood. He was the most admired man in Hollywood. He was the pervert. He was the man accused of rape. He was the man where the Me Too movement started. And then Jimmy Kimmel makes some joke about how the most admired man in Hollywood is the Oscar because he doesn't have a penis and doesn't grope you, when the real most admired man in Hollywood was Harvey Weinstein, who did all of that. I mean, how does Jimmy Kimmel become the mouthpiece of the good liberal, the man that used to host the man show that featured women bouncing on trampolines for entertainment?
Well, it's like he said himself. He doesn't have a penis. You know, he's one of these neutered males that Hollywood just loves, like Jimmy Fallon and the whole bunch of them. They're squeaky clean to some degree. How he gets away with the whole trampoline bit, and I have no idea. But
he was walking around asking young girls to touch his crotch for a skit.
Well, hey man, Kobe Bryant got an award last night, and I think he was accused of rape.
Now, to be fair, Kobe Bryant was accused of rape, and he went through the legal system and beat the charges. I think that was fair. But you know, that's a whole other element of this issue. There, now you're watching the Man Show. You know, that's a whole other element of this, talking about due process, where you can just accuse someone of touching you wrong, and then all of a sudden they're a rapist, which, you know, is something that is going on right now too. But I just don't understand this. It's like Hollywood just wants you to forget. That's what it is, Sabo. That's why your art is so important, because Hollywood just wants you to forget about their past.
They do. And, you know, I don't know how Bill Maher even has a job. I think that guy, it's my opinion, that guy's probably one of the most disgusting people in Hollywood. And I haven't seen any flack go his way. I mean, you can go down a laundry list of people that have gotten away with murder. The only reason Weinstein's getting the heat that he's getting is he got caught. I don't know what it is.
Well, you know, that's actually interesting, because you think about it. Here's Hollywood lecturing us, time's up, me too. You were the problem. Why are you lecturing us? You need to be looking in the mirror. Hollywood needs to be lecturing Hollywood.
You know, 20 years ago, they could have pulled that Saul Alinsky stuff, like accuse, you know, hold people to the fire with their morals and values. But when you yourself have no morals and values or virtues, who are you to point the finger? So I like that America's starting to wake up and realize Hollywood's not the arbiter of these things, and they can go away.
Yeah, and I guess that's why you're seeing the people going to the cinema, people going to the movies way down. You're not seeing these big box office hits like you used to, where, I mean, Jennifer Lawrence can barely even sell a movie anymore. She used to be uber popular. I mean, remember, Jennifer Lawrence was the star of The Hunger Games. I mean, that was a huge series. She was a huge hit. Then she goes out and espouses her radical political views. No one wants to see her movies anymore. Does Hollywood even understand that they're hurting themselves?
They don't. From what I understand, she was like filming some movie in Russia. It was probably the last movie she came out with. And some guy sheepishly walked up to her and said, hey, can you get an autograph? Can I get an autograph for my girlfriend? And she punched him. And she was all drunk and she assaulted him. I'm like, you know, sweetheart, you have a big house in the hill, a fat bank account and fame. It's like, for God's sakes, just sign the man's paper. And it was at that point I said, this woman just doesn't get it.
Oh, well, that's the understatement of the century. This is the same woman who lectures us about global warming and then films a movie in Russia. And you know that they had to fly jets out there. You know, they had to fly very expensive jets. They had to burn a lot of fuel, a lot of carbon emissions coming from filming those fancy movies, Jennifer Lawrence. You don't seem to compare about that. You got to complain about that. And then, I don't know how we're going to survive, Sabo, but Jennifer Lawrence is going to take a break from acting to try to fix the American politics. Yeah, you know what that is? That's Jennifer Lawrence realizing that she's failing now as an actress, so she's trying to get publicity around her failing acting career.
She's doing us a favor, man. Keep resisting. Keep it up. You're only showing your butts even more. And I love that they're doing it so early, because we have another, what, 7 years, 6.5 years for this to go. So 2020 is going to be a circus, and I can't wait.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh. Can you imagine? You look at Trump derangement syndrome where it is now. My God. Can you imagine in 6 years?
We'd be lucky to have a platform. I'm off of live streaming on YouTube till late April.
Oh, you've been banned on YouTube, too.
I've been banned on YouTube and Facebook. They took away my Facebook.
What's your YouTube channel? Plug your YouTube channel.
My YouTube channel is unsavoryagents.com/unsavoryagents. Or it's youtube.com/unsavoryagents.
All right. So there's Sabo, a famous street artist, the right-wing rebel who uses his art and creativity to put a mirror to Hollywood and Democrat politics. Thank you for your time, Sabo.
I'm so excited. The new product, InfoWarsLife.com, in a glass bottle, 2 month servings, filled to the brim, filled to the absolute top, the real red pill. This is a heart and brain pill a nootropic that doesn't have any stimulants in it. But boy, does it stimulate, because it's beyond that. Quite frankly, I just went off what I saw medical doctors prescribing to their patients, but it wasn't prescription, but they were charging people $100, $200 for the formulae. And I came up with our own formula working with some scientists and developers. Non-GMO, made right here in America, 120 capsules. And ladies and gentlemen, you add the preglinone to it, which is the precursor to all the hormones that your body has to have to even make the hormones in your glands. It is amazing. Red Pill, now available at InfoWarsStore.com, and your purchase funds the operation.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
Several years ago, I was developing a very severe situation. I called it my flippy heart. It just was doing not good things. And I did not want to go to a medical doctor because I just knew they would give me a cover-up pill. I didn't want to get onto that sort of thing at all. When I learned it was garlic and cayenne, and cayenne is a healer. It is a wonderful herb. I said, I think I'm onto something here. I'll tell you, I wouldn't be without it. It did wonderful things for me.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com. And be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
The InfoWars.com studios. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Owen Schroyer.
So I didn't even know. I didn't even know that our last guest, Sabo, was also being banned on YouTube. I mean, it's insane. So, we report on this. Not just InfoWars and the Alex Jones channel getting hit with the strikes. And then them trying to shut, then trying to strike the David Knight show. They try to strike the War Room show. They try to shut those down. I mean, the War Room show that I usually host from 3 to 6 p.m. with Roger Stone. We haven't even been able to go live for like over a month. And they don't even tell us It's just, nope, you know, you can't go live, and it's over some video that's already, like, everywhere. And it's just like, nope, you can't go live, which hurts the subscribers. And so then now on the Alex Jones channel, they say, oh, nope, you can't go live. You can't even upload a video. And that's where we were for about a 12-hour to 24-hour period over the weekend. And then they removed the strike, and then they gave the strike back, and then they removed the strike, and then there's three strikes, and then there's two strikes. Now I think we're down to one strike again. So it's like they're playing this game of tiddlywinks. Or my theory is the Southern Poverty Law Center and CNN has minions, or even just the Brian Stelters. I wouldn't be shocked if Stelter was behind this. I mean, what, Brian Stelter, that guy? You think that guy has a life? So he goes and he flags, or let's say anyone, Southern Poverty Law Center, or anybody, even just some idiot liberal that just goes on YouTube. They flag an InfoWars video. They say, InfoWars reports all of the students that are activists from the Florida high school are crisis actors. And so they report the video, they flag the video, and then, you know, YouTube probably has some algorithm built in where it's just if InfoWars gets flagged or if Alex Jones gets flagged, it's just boom. They just, oh, yeah, of course. I'm sure it's real. You know, we know that Alex is bad, InfoWars bad. So, yes, it must be real, whatever you're reporting. So we'll go ahead and initiate that strike. Then we appeal it. They review the video. They find out that we didn't say what we were flagged for saying. And then they remove the strike. So then they create this whole buzz about it. InfoWars banned. InfoWars losing advertisers. Alex Jones not banned. He lied about being banned. No, he is banned. No, he's not banned. And then the advertisers have confusion. And then you have fake ad buys where they just buy an advertisement to just say, we're pulling our advertisements. That's like CNN hires me just to fire me. It's like CNN hires Owen Troyer. CNN fires Owen Troyer. And then they make some huge story about it like they fired me. And the whole thing was just a stunt. So that's what we're dealing with. And then, again, you've got all these other channels, conservatives being censored, conservatives being banned. If you tweet, you get shadow banned. You know what? I already blew it this segment. We're going to do it next segment. We're going to go to this video. For next segment, guys, have this right. Ted Cruz. So look, Project Veritas has already caught these people admitting what they do. Project Veritas caught these people admitting they want Alex Jones censored, admitting they want YouTube to stop letting InfoWars videos trend, Twitter admitting they want it to stop InfoWars videos from trending. Now, this video of Ted Cruz is from back in January. Now, I pride myself on trying to not miss anything, and I missed this one. But Ted Cruz asks administrators from Facebook and Twitter and YouTube about censorship. And I mean, I don't know. I'm sitting and I'm watching this and I'm thinking, do we have a case of perjury against these people? But you'll notice that they don't answer Ted Cruz's questions about censorship. So I just want to make sure that I have the proper due diligence to cover that video. So I'm going to do that in the next segment because we're running out of time here. Meanwhile, let me just blast through some news. Kim Jong-un is set to meet with the leaders from South Korea for the first time since he has become the dictator there in North Carolina. So that's interesting news, big news. You've got President Trump calling out Barack Obama for crimes with the illegal spying, bigger than Watergate, rigging the election for Hillary, not doing anything about the Russian meddling. I mean, okay, yeah, we know, so let's get something done, you know. Get this guy in front of a committee or something. Michael Savage has his information doxed. Protesters show up at his secret homes. So who's doxing conservatives? You had a conservative teacher get doxed by the Huffington Post. Or I don't know if they were the original, but it was their first report on the teacher. So this teacher has a podcast, conservative, just American podcast, and they dox her because now she's a white nationalist. You see, if you love America, If you like the Second Amendment and if you like free speech, see, you're a white nationalist and you can't even have a podcast. So she's a teacher at Florida High School or middle school, Florida, 25-year-old teacher at a middle school in Florida. Has her conservative podcast. In fact, let me just plug that real quick. You know what? They want to shut that down. They want to shut that down. Let's give it a little more. Let's give it a little more momentum. The Unapologetic Podcast, covering the topics others are too afraid to talk about. And I'll be honest. I mean, this is a girl who can host a pretty good podcast. It's pretty good stuff. I listened to some of it before the show. But see, you've got all of these videos online where liberal professors are lecturing their class about politics. They're lecturing their class about Trump. They're lecturing their class about Trump racists. They're lecturing their class about all the political nonsense. You've got videos of professors literally pretending to shoot a gun at Trump on the screen. So liberal professors have gone totally radical left, and then they take their views to the classroom with them and indoctrinate their students. This teacher just has a podcast online, doesn't bring it to class with her, doesn't promote it in class, doesn't promote her politics. She's a social studies teacher. She's just teaching from the textbook, and she's the bad guy. I'm trying to get her onto the broadcast. I want to interview her. So Democrat liberal professors are able to espouse their politics in the classroom, indoctrinate their students, pretend to shoot Trump on a screen. But a conservative teacher wants to just have a podcast on the side. She needs to be shut down. She's a white nationalist. You see? Yes, that's how that works. Meanwhile, Dick's is going to stop selling pro-gun patriotic merchandise. Real good business decision, Dick's. Real good business decision. Not. Yeah, YouTube keeps trying to censor InfoWars. That story was on Drudge. Liberals have now planned a play called Kill Climate Deniers, even though they're the climate deniers. They are the climate deniers. They said global warming. We said climate. Now they say climate, and then they say we're climate deniers. This is mental illness, man. I'm sorry. You know, this is just mental illness. If this isn't mental illness, I don't know what is. How about this one? Facebook asks users, should we allow men to ask children for sexual images? Facebook has admitted it was a quote-unquote mistake to ask users whether pedophiles requesting sexual pictures from children should be allowed on its website. Why is Facebook asking that? What is wrong with Facebook? Why would Facebook even... See, think about it. See, this is how you know it's a mental disorder, folks. Liberalism has become such a mental disorder. They're going left of Hitler. They're going left of Stalin. They're going left of Mao. They're so liberal. Let's just do it in the road. They're so liberal. Oh, a pedophile has the right to be on Facebook, too. A pedophile has a right to get lewd images of children. Or what do you think? I don't know. Facebook is just asking. I mean, should we allow pedophiles to be on Facebook and get sexual images and ask children? I mean, Facebook is just asking. They don't know. They need to know.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Tired of being censored by Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Patreon? Well, now you don't have to be. OneWay.com is the free speech and human-friendly social network built just for you. Stop feeding the beast. Every post you make on those evil, anti-human, anti-American perverted sites helps them destroy our families, our country, and our souls. Join OneWay today and take back your liberty. Your free speech alternative is waiting for you at OneWay.com. OneWay.com.
The March of Dimes and HCA Healthcare are committed to the best possible start for every baby. I'm Amy Casseri, Vice President of HCA Women and Children's Services, where we have the honor of delivering over 200,000 babies a year. We partner with the March of Dimes on research and fundraising to help build a brighter future for babies everywhere. So march with us on one of the many HCA teams assembled nationwide. Learn more at marchforbabies.org/HCA.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
What it is that we're dealing with here. You've got, let's not forget, Hillary Clinton calling out Alex Jones by name during the campaign. Then you've got congressional hearings going on multiple times where they talk about doing something about InfoWars, doing something about InfoWars videos trending, doing something about InfoWars videos being at the top of the list for people to click on with the trending topics. They got to do something about that. Then, like, oh, we're going to take care of it during lunch. Oh. Then you've got Project Veritas videos with the executives at YouTube and Twitter, and they talk about banning us, censoring conservatives, and all this. So we have the consortium of knowledge with actual real-time experience dealing with the censorship, dealing with being a conservative and having your free speech attacked. But then you have this video. Now, this is about a month old, but you have to wonder, is this perjury? Ted Cruz questions Facebook, Twitter, and YouTube on censorship of conservatives. Notice how they respond to Ted Cruz's questions when he's asking about if they view their platform as neutral. Go ahead and roll that clip.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Welcome to each of the witnesses. I'd like to start by asking each of the company representatives a simple question, which is, do you consider your companies to be neutral public fora? Ms. Becker?
None of them wanted to answer.
Thank you, Senator. The mission of our company is to connect people.
Oh, and then she goes on with some long legal talk because she can't say yes.
We want people to be able to connect and share who they are.
So I'm just looking for a yes or no, whether you consider yourself to be a neutral public forum.
We do not have any policies about political ideology that affect our platform.
Ms. Downs?
Yes, our goal is to design products for everyone, subject to our policies and the limitations they impose on the types of content that people may share on our products.
So you're saying you do consider YouTube to be a neutral public forum?
Correct. We enforce our policies in a politically neutral way. Certain things are prohibited by our community guidelines, which are spelled out and provided publicly to all of our users.
Now, pause it right
Ms.
there.
Manja.
Now, Ted Cruz is going to go here later. But is that not perjury? I mean, you have the tape of the YouTube administrators talking about how they want Alex Jones buried. How is that neutral? How is that neutral when there is a mass purge, a mass censorship of conservatives and Trump supporters and Second Amendment activists on YouTube right now? How is that neutral? So did Ms. Downs just perjure herself there? Or was her answer constructed in the right fashion to get away with it legally? Let's go back to the clip.
Well, let me focus for a minute, Mr. Manche. As you know, there have been several videos that were released in recent weeks that I and a lot of other people find highly troubling. And so I want to give you an opportunity.
Yeah, everyone should find them troubling, whether you're conservative or liberal or whatever.
Abneoff Vadravu, described as a former Twitter software engineer, was captured on video saying the following, quote, "One strategy is to shadow ban, so you have ultimate control. The idea of a shadow ban is that you ban someone, but they don't know they've been banned, because they keep posting and no one sees their content. So they just think that no one is engaging with their content, when in reality, no one is seeing it." Is that a practice that occurs at Twitter?
No, sir, we do not shadow ban users.
Why would this individual described as a former Twitter software engineer say that?
Thank you for the opportunity to respond, Senator, about this. These folks were caught on video. They weren't speaking on behalf of the company. They were speaking in their personal
exactly.
capacity.
It's called candid.
We do
it's
not
called
shadow
real.
Ban, folks. What we do is if an account is spammy, meaning engaging in malicious automation, we will hide, make it harder for them
spammy.
To be found.
So pause right there. So you see how he left himself an out. So that's their out.
Oh, well, if we think maybe there's some Russian bots, or we think maybe some spam.
Oh, right. And it's just a mistake that it just so happens to be all the conservatives. It's just a mistake that it just happens to be the Trump supporters that you happen to think are spammy or Russian bots. So that's his legal out. So that's how they get away with perjuring himself.
Well, you know, we don't shadow ban anybody for their political beliefs. No. But we do engage in practices, and we will stop things that we view as spammy or Russian botnet activity. We will.
And then that's their legal out to say, oh, well, we just thought you were a Russian bot, or we thought you were spammy. And it's total bull. That's a cover for a political ideology and basing your censorship based on political ideologies. To me, this is perjury, but they get away with it because they have the right legal answer. Let's go back.
Folks were caught on video. They weren't speaking on behalf of the company. They were speaking in their personal capacity.
But they were speaking, and they did say
it. Ban, folks, what we do is if an account is spammy, meaning engaging in malicious automation, we will hide, make it harder for them to be found on our platform. If I could continue, sir, that was one of the reasons why the efforts that we saw with the Russian misinformation
didn't
hit as big a mark as they were hoping.
There it
for.
Is.
We were able to stop that in real time.
Another individual named Mo.
Pause right there. Did you hear what he said? He goes, "We were able to stop that in real time." So then, what Russian influence was there? He just said they stopped all of it. It's ridiculous. Go ahead.
Twitter content review agent, was quoted on video as saying, on stuff like that, it was more discretion on your viewpoint. I guess how you felt about a particular matter. Yeah, if they said this is, quote, pro-Trump, I don't want it because it offends me, this, that. And I say I banned the whole thing.
Now, pause right there. Now, keep in mind, you've got discrimination suits going against Facebook, going against Google, and so Google owns YouTube. So they're already dealing. They've already been caught. Their discrimination is already known. They've been caught. And then here they are trying to cover for themselves as Cruz is grilling them here. Go back to Ted Cruz.
We're here, and they are like, oh, you know what? I don't like it, too. You know what? Mo's right. Let's go. Let's carry on. What's next? Is that individual describing a practice that occurs at Twitter?
No, sir.
No, he just made it up out of thin air.
Algorithms a way to, if we see an account that is being abusive, that
also. Oh, here's their new legal out. Abusive content.
Targeted abuse against.
So pause it right there. So here's another one. So it's abusive content. Right. Okay. So we take a video of David Hogg being interviewed, and he's struggling to say stuff. He's fumbling his words. He's messing up. And we just play the video. It's not our original content. We just play the content that other people have recorded, and we just show you it and report on it and say, what is this? And then they say that's bullying. They say that that's what was the phrase that he used, guys? I forget the exact phrase. But so that's what they say. And then that's their excuse. So he's basically admitting, like, okay, yeah, you caught us red-handed. We censor people. We shadow ban people. And it's based on political ideologies. Yeah, you pretty much caught us red-handed here. But I don't want to perjure myself, and I also don't want to admit that to the public. So I'm going to construct a legal answer, deny that I'm actually shadow banning, deny that I'm actually censoring, and then on the back end, protect my own hide by saying, but we do try to stop malicious behavior. We do try to stop spammy behavior. We do try to stop Russian bots behavior. We try to stop abusive behavior. So then you say, how come InfoWars is always shadow banned? How come Alex Jones is getting banned? And you know what they say? Abusive content, spammy content, Russian bots. So they're admitting what they're doing. They're admitting the purge. They're admitting the censorship. But they're doing an end around, and they're saying, we're just censoring abusive behavior. And so that's how it gets out of it. Let's play the rest of this clip.
If they're being, if they're consistently violating our terms of service, but they haven't crossed the line into being suspended, we'll make it less visible. But what we won't do.
Oh, yeah, we'll make you less visible.
Your followers will always be able to see you. We ensure that if you go on.
All right, so here's the deal. So bring it down. So here's the deal. So Project Veritas catches the guy candidly talking about what they're actually doing, what actually drives it, why it's happening. And then in front of Ted Cruz, they won't admit that because they know they're in a legal situation and they are in a public situation and they don't want to admit it. So behind the scenes, privately, the guy may have had a drink or two in him. He admits what's actually going on. Then the official legal statement is, no, that's not what's going on. We're just stopping abusive behavior. They're very abusive over there. Didn't you see? They played a video that's real. You can't see that. That's abusive.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.